This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Unlike our buddy Dr. Rashid Bitar, Ty Bollinger is actually early, a whole hour early. What's going on, TMB?
Well, what's going on, RSB? So it's good to talk to you tonight. I'm sitting at Boston Logan International Airport, and our plane got pushed back a couple of hours. So I was going to be able to land in time in Orlando to do the show, but now we're pushed back. So we're not going to get in until past midnight. So got to do it now, man, because we'll be leaving during my typical hour to fly.
Right, so we reversed it. Robert Scadbell Show special early bonus time with Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box together. And just a heads up for second hour, we reversed it. The gracious, intrepid reporter Jeffrey Jackson is going to join me next hour, which is going to be awesome.
Oh, JJ, he's awesome. I can't wait. I wish I could hear it, but I'll be in the air at that time.
Yeah, we got a lot of really cool updates in the realm of RFK Jr. on Fox News, some more background information there, as well as this new study that came out recently about nanoparticulate contamination of vaccines. Apparently the study was pulled. It was too devastating to the vaccine industrial complex church.
So what was the study about the nanoparticulates? By the way, I did an interview today with Dr. John Robb. We can talk about that. It was on vaccines. But what was that study? What did you say?
Well, they had found in vaccine lots, in numerous vaccine lots, nanoparticles of heavy metals, for instance, heavy metal contaminants, aluminum, et cetera. And, of course, that's not listed in the ingredients, you know, nano chunks. I'll call them nano chunks. And, of course, that kind of information is devastating because it's easy to validate and replicate or duplicate. And what happens if they have to answer vaccines are not safe? And they say, well, yes, they are. And then you go, wait, look at this peer-reviewed study, and it shows nanoparticulate contamination with heavy metals. They're dead to rights. They're at a loss. So I think they're running for the hills at this point, and Jeffrey Jackson's got them on the run, too.
Yeah, they are. They are. Well, you know, one of the things I did some interviews today here in Boston. First interview was with Dr. Thomas Seyfried on the metabolic mitochondrial theory for cancer, and it made a lot of sense. He put together some of the, you know, kind of connected some of the dots that you don't typically connect that makes it make a lot more sense. Why ketosis is so important to treat cancer, and to prevent the mitochondrial damage and so forth. But I also did an interview with Dr. John Robb today about vaccines, and he's talking about just this huge increase in sarcomas in cats specifically, and the sarcomas always are at the site of the vaccine injection. And when they take the tumors that form where they inject the cats with vaccines, they find out that at the heart of the tumor are those vaccine ingredients that we know are necessarily in those particular vaccines. So now they instead of injecting them in the upper body, which typically would be a death sentence, they inject the cats in the legs. So when the tumors form there, then they just cut the legs off.
Oh, yeah. And this is something that I've known about for many years, and we had to kind of counteract it as a homeopath, right? What do we do with these animals that have been so hyper-vaccinated that they're developing cancer tumors at the site of, for instance, the rabies injection? So you're uncovering that, yes.
Yeah, he was talking specifically about the rabies injection in dogs and cats. It's so toxic for them and has so many cancers to start right at that injection site.
Wow. And so everything you've done today and are coming to do tomorrow, I'm going to see you and you're going to see Dr. Mercola. Are we focusing now, as we talked about, pet cancer? Obviously, some of the cancer discussion will apply to pets and humans, but there are some nuances there.
Yeah, it is. And that was one of the things that Dr. Seyfried said today, is that cancers are all the same. As a matter of fact, the metabolism of all cancers is the same. And so it might have, you know, surfaced at a different place, But it might be in the breast of someone and in the kidneys of another and the pancreas of another. But the actual metabolic function of all the cancer cells is exactly the same. So that's why, you know, he believes that ketosis should be a starting point to remove the glucose as a fuel for the cancer cells. And we know that. We've talked about that. But all those interviews tomorrow will be for this pet cancer documentary. The reason I'm going to get you, Robert, is we don't have quite enough B-roll of animals, so I'm going to get you down and kind of you can crawl around the yard. I'm going to put some cat ears on you and some dog ears and so forth, and I might even put a saddle so you look like a horse.
I just don't know. They'll probably put me out the pasture if I do that.
No. We'll be talking about homeopathy and maybe even some essential oils. Have you used some essential oils there to treat any kind of pet cancer?
Well, some. I mean, with the cats I have, well, the cat I have now, of course, it's years since I was dealing with animals with cancer because, you know, now I understand how to feed them appropriately, avoid the vaccines, et cetera. But we've got a lot to discuss that are going to help those that love animals or that have them to prevent and reverse. So I'm really excited to get some of this information out there.
Oh, me too, because nobody's thus far has talked about homeopathy. So really excited about talking about that with you in the morning, and you're being very gracious before we came on the air. You're going to come down to our hotel in Orlando to meet us so we don't have to travel up there before we go out to see Dr. Mercola.
Listen, I know what you go through.
Late night for us.
We talk a lot off the air, and I know the travel trips that you take to make these docuseries possible, and anything I can do to ease your burden even a little bit, you know I'm going to be there for you.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I'd love to be able to do it outside, but I got a feeling right there at the Orlando airport, it would be kind of like when we were in Amsterdam a year and a half ago when we were filming a Global Quest, and we were right by Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, and every 7 minutes there was a jet that went over top, and we had to stop and then wait till the jet passed, and then we'd start, and we'd go another 6.5 minutes, and boom, I just stopped for the jet approaching stuff. So we'll probably stay inside tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to be on the approach to MCO. I know that for a fact, so we'll cover it. We'll get it done. Now, speaking of cancer, fascinating new story, and not a good one, because it would be entitled, How's That War on Cancer Working for You? According to a study in the United Kingdom, cancer is now more common than getting married or having a first baby.
Wow, that's amazing. More common than getting married or having a first baby. You know, the sad thing about it is, Robert, it has become just the norm. You know, it's almost become accepted that someone that you know and love is going to have cancer and die from cancer. So that's the sad thing about it, is that we've come to a point where people are so sick and cancer so pervasive that it's not really shocking. Everybody that I know somebody that has cancer or has died of cancer. And everybody that I talk to and interview across the country is the same story. So everybody's in the same boat. And that's kind of the sad thing, is it has become so normal. It's almost, you know, it stays under the radar because it's so normal. I mean, you have all the marches and the runs and the walks and the swims and whatever else for cancer, but, I mean, the reality is it has become norm for somebody to get sick and die of cancer.
Yes. Well, we've supposedly gone to the moon, and we can't figure out this cancer thing officially, according to the government, right, and those that established and benefit and profit from it. The whole war on cancer from Nixon on forward, and now it's become more common than getting married or having a first child.
Well, you know, the problem, Robert, is the fact, and this is one of the things that Dr. Seyfried shared with me today from his Boston College office. He's actually a professor of biochemistry there, is the fact that, you know, we all know that about sugar being a primary fuel for cancer. We all know about, you know, anaerobic respiration and so forth, that sugar, or that cancer cells ferment sugar as opposed to being oxidative. In other words, they don't produce energy with oxygen, they ferment sugar. But, you know, one of the things that we get backwards is the cause and effect of cancer. And so we think that we're under the presupposition now, and all of the textbooks are written from the presupposition that cancer is a genetic disease. And so it's something wrong with your genes. So all the research is focused on correcting genes or preventing genetic expression. But the reality is that from this metabolic perspective, that the mitochondrial metabolic theory of cancer, which Seyfried told us all about today, that's backwards. And so the reason that research is not getting anywhere is not only are the, you know, big pharma infiltrated the research and they're perpetuating disease, but they're starting from the wrong place because it's not a genetic disease. it's a disease that results from the faulty mitochondria. It's a faulty energy source within the cells. And one of the things I was telling you off the air is that they're called the nuclear transfer experiments, and he was quoting some experiments that have been done where they've taken the mitochondria from healthy cells and they put them into tumors, and because the respiratory mechanism now changes because the mitochondria is healthy, the tumors go away. And they've also taken mitochondria from tumors and put them into healthy cells, and they create tumors. So they've proved that it's the faulty mitochondria in the cells that is the result of or that prevents the cancer, and it's not any, it has nothing to do with the genetics.
Well, it's a huge step up in understanding, and then, of course, correction, because it isn't necessarily that you have to go in and kill cancer like it's a demon trying to take over your body and destroy you. You've got to correct the dysfunction.
You correct the dysfunction, you heal the mitochondria, and there's a lot of substances that will deliver substances to the, into the mitochondria, folic and humic acid being a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you correct that mitochondrial dysfunction, cancer goes away. That's one of the things, you know, Doc Newsom's products that he's formulated, they all have a fulvic and humic base. But they're not just any fulvic and humic. They're a special fulvic and humic that he has developed that, that carries substances better than your typical fulvic and humic. And they'll get that, that the substances that are mixed with them into the mitochondria. Then you, no wonder he's having such good success at making diseases go away. He's not curing anything. Can't make
right,
that
right. Problem, can't officially say it.
It's kind of disappearing. Yeah.
Right. Now, are we able to still get the fulvic and humic acids through the epigenetic labs now? I believe it's changed names to Organics.
Organics now. We just launched yesterday as Organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X. And, yeah, all of the products there that Dr. Newsom has formulated, which is most of the Organics line, contain the special formulation of fulvic and humic acid as the carriers for different substances that are in the supplements.
Excellent, excellent. And as you've been hearing recently, Ty talking about it on the breaks, that you can go to RSB Reports and learn more about it, how to access the gifts of healing from a place far higher than, let's just say, those regulators. But, of course, the real healer is you, and we're just facilitating that to happen and getting out of the way, helping the things that are blocking it from happening to get out of the way. And that's, you know, a big message of what we do here when we get together and go outside the box.
It is. It is. And, you know, that was one of the things that Dr. Seyfried said today many times. Like, you know, we have the power to heal. We have the power to heal. I was like,
nice.
You sound like my good buddy Robert Scott. The power to heal is yours.
The word is getting out. TMB, RSB, and Super D. Together again, going OTB, outside the box, a little bit early tonight because TMB is in the airport getting ready to go to ORL or MCO somewhere, and we're going to see him and do some more for the Truth About Cancer Pets. Hey, next, 12-year-olds, can they refuse chemo? Somewhere they can.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, going outside the box with Ty Bollinger a little bit early tonight. So this afternoon, if you're on the West Coast, archives are always available to you free of charge through GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, and local affiliates around the country and around the world, including UK Health Radio and SoundCloud over at robertscottbell.com. Notes are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan. And TMB, you know, we've covered stories, and in fact, in some of the global quests, you know, the truth about cancer covered stories about minors. In other words, those who were under 18 who didn't want chemo, and in some cases were forced to have it. And so it's an interesting story out of the Netherlands that we're just learning about, where the court in the Dutch court has granted a 12-year-old the right or ability to refuse chemotherapy, along with his parents who agree with him because he did a lot of his own homework. And we've seen cases in the United States where if they're 12, they're like, it doesn't matter that the parents don't want it. They're going to force it because the state-sanctioned religion is modern medicine, and oncology is one of those cherished divisions within their church.
Sorry, man. Just give me a second. I got it. Okay, she stopped talking. Some lady over the loudspeaker here.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah, so I was just trying to save everybody from listening to this loudspeaker here at the airport. But okay, so they've given a. How old is the child in the Netherlands?
A 12-year-old boy didn't want chemo. Okay. His parents agreed, and the court backed him up. So it's a little different than what we see in the United States, where any minor, even if the parents don't want them to have it, and the minor agrees that they'll take your children away. So it's an interesting thing where I have to agree with the Dutch court, but there are some flip sides of it that I wanted to discuss with you as well. But your perspective first.
Well, initially, my initial reaction is I agree completely with the court. Mm-hmm. Should be the parents and the child's choice.
Exactly. And you know, the other side that worries me a little bit is that sometimes you'll have the court siding with a child in an unusual situation against his parents or her parents. And, you know, where does the line draw? Because the court then declares ownership or claims ownership over the child. In this case, I agree. They ruled right. The 12-year-old was able to make a decision with the help of the parents, and they acknowledged it. But in the States, you got a 17-year-old. How many times have we run through this? A 16, 17-year-old, where they rule against that child, even though the parents say, you know what, we've done our homework, we want to go somewhere else.
Yep, yep. So here's what if the Netherlands child had said yes to chemo, but the parents said no? Or vice versa. Then what would the proper move be there? Who do you think should have final say?
Well, I think the parents. You know, my belief system is that the sanctity and sovereignty of the family unit should supersede. Now, of course, the state courts, typically in the states, argue that it's always pharmaceutical that has to be the default. But what about those who live differently? What if the parents are homeopaths and naturopaths and chiropractors and they have a completely different view of the world and even medically? Then again, who owns you? Who owns your body? Who owns your children? And the question is, did you ask permission of the state? Now, I grant you that in Netherlands, I think it's still considered technically a kingdom. But in the United States, at least it was supposed to be a Republican form of government where sovereignty was with the people. But we've long since lost that because most everybody, even good church-going folks, synagogue-going folks, ask for permission of the government to be married. And, of course, the fruits of the marriage, the children, become property or wards of the state at their pleasure.
Yeah, Robert, and daggone, I have to admit I agree with you there. I was hoping we could disagree on something. I agree completely. It should be the parents' decision.
Yeah.
And not the courts, for sure, not the states, not wards of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Sovereign, not sovereign citizens, right?
Right, correct. That's an oxymoron. But sovereignty being with the people, as it was written in the Declaration, and those that come to America yearn for that level of freedom, that autonomy, where they're not subjects to a king, a queen, an emperor, or a bureaucratic oligarchy, which we've devolved into.
Yeah, and you know what? Just since you mentioned that, it's just interesting. We're up here in Boston. Last night, we visited downtown Boston. We ate at some kind of oyster house. It was a fish place, but we sat literally in the adjacent booth to where John F. Kennedy used to sit. It's called the Kennedy Booth, and that's where it's one of his favorite places to eat. And it was actually in that actual tavern where John Adams, I believe, signed one of the copies of the Declaration.
Wow, that's some serious history there.
So we're talking about some serious U.S. history right there where we were last night. It's pretty amazing.
Interesting. And, you know, you're also in, like, one of the cradles of higher indoctrination, university-level stuff.
Oh, seriously. No doubt.
Harvard, MIT. I want to talk about that because Republicans are becoming increasingly suspicious about colleges not being good for the American people. We're going to talk about that as well as the Amish man slapped with a 6-year sentence for selling herbal remedies without permission of the Fear and Death Administration. Again, where is freedom in America? Not in health and healing unless you stand up for it like we do here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself
and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events listed in the show notes. Thanks to Kat Morgan. Go to robertscottbell.com. Of course, you can link through to the truthaboutcancerlive.com. While tickets are still available, I urge you to get them. Orlando, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Ty Bollinger, Charlene Bollinger, and me, RSB, will be hosting on stage, getting everything going. But, man, oh, man, just to be a part of it, to integrate, to rub elbows with the great healers that are going to be coming, TMB, I'm so excited that you're going to be in Orlando at that time.
Yeah, I can't wait to be down there. Can't wait to be down there tomorrow, too. But I'm also excited to be down there in Orlando. It's going to be a great conference. RSB, as always, stepping up to the plate, going to help us out quite a bit, taking the third ballroom, right?
Or
the
third ballroom, and
maybe even the first ballroom at times. But
I don't know. Whatever. If we juggle it, I'll bring my catcher's mitt.
Yeah, sounds good, man. You're always a good catcher, that's for sure, especially when it comes to us dropping the ball. You tend to catch them for us, so we appreciate it.
No worries. We'll have a good time. Also, on the issue of college, again, you have kids that are growing up, teens as well as younger ones. I have one teen and one, you know, a couple of years from being a teen, or maybe now a year from it. But I think about university and college. When we grew up, it was pretty much an expected rite of passage. You get out of high school, where are you going to college, right? Now, I still hear the questions, but I'm not all that really encouraging my kids to go to college. I know that'd be weird because we both have equivalent, my wife doctorate level kind of education. But why would we do that? Is there a problem with today's universities when you look around and see what's going on there?
Well, you know, Robert, to be honest with you, the majority of today's universities are nothing more than indoctrination centers. It's gotten progressively worse over the last decade. I've seen a huge difference in just the atmosphere and the curriculum that they're teaching kids in college now. And I'm hearing it from college students and recent graduates. And so, yeah, you know, so we were today at Boston College. Now, didn't see have a lot of interaction with the students today, but when we were there in Dr. Seifried's office, we did meet, I sent you a picture, about six or eight of his graduate assistants that are working with them in his cancer research. Seemed like really, really bright kids. So definitely not, you know, a condemnation of all kids who are in college, or definitely not, you know, indicting anybody that goes to school. There's good, really smart kids there, for sure, that we met today. But I think it's a general rule, especially here on the Eastern Seaboard, a lot of the colleges are nothing more than indoctrination centers. And, you know, I want to be clear, too, earlier when I was talking about Dr. Seifried's mitochondrial metabolic therapy,
yes.
At no time today did he say it was a panacea, and at no time did he say that it would work for everybody. So people may be under the incorrect assumption that Seifried preaches that. He does not.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, he was adamant at many times during the interview that this is not something that will work for everyone. He said it's one of the best things I've ever found.
Right.
It's not a panacea, and it needs to be coupled with a whole bunch of other things. You hit it from different angles. It's not a silver bullet by any means.
Well, I think, you know, people are programmed, especially if they listen to this show. They're very sensitive to a lot of people that throw dogma out there and you know, become isolationists, and it's the only way to goists, right? You know, the controversy of what's the best diet? The vegetarians and the vegans say this, and then they throw rocks at the paleo people. And, like, we don't tend to get involved with that. We want people to get well. We want them to find the best method for them, and we're going to cover them all. And just as you did in The Truth About Cancer, you didn't have one way. In fact, there were people that might have disagreed with one way and done the other. I mean, that's the thing. There are many ways to get there. And as we move the scientific needle this way or that way, we're going to learn from it and hopefully be better for it.
Yeah, and if you're educated and you know all the different angles, all the different treatments that are available, or at least most of them, then you can make up your own mind, figure out what works for you. And, again, back to the basic premise of this entire show, it's about health freedom. Freedom of choice. And so, I tell you what, I couldn't be more impressed with Dr. Seifried after the interviews today. Brilliant man. He's got a very open mind, and he definitely, it was not condescending towards anybody that disagreed with him. Even the people that are in conventional medicine, he was not condescending towards them either. He's a very open-minded guy, and he just wants to be able to work together so that people don't die. That's his whole concern.
Beautiful. Well, again, that's our bottom line, is we want you to have all the choices and options available to you. The more you know, the better off you'll be, although I recognize that for a lot of folks, the more they know, the more confused they get. But that's why Ty Bollinger and me, RSB, wrote Unlock the Power to Heal, to kind of break through the cacophony and the confusion and make it really simple. You know, when I was out on the West Coast last week, we were honoring our good buddy Liam Sheff and having a joyous party celebration with his friends. You know, some of the people had read my little book, which it pales in comparison to the depth like Liam's brain and mine where he went with official stories. But what we wanted to do was provide a simple little book that would provide real tools that you can access and implement immediately, and you wouldn't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out.
Yeah, Liam did have a huge brain, huge heart. I hate that I missed that this weekend. How did it go?
It was beautiful. I actually Periscoped it, so if you ever want to watch it, you can. It's on the Twitter is the Periscope Live, like Facebook Live, and Super Don's working on getting it up on our YouTube page, so I'll let you know about that. But we got together, we did honor and celebrate, and how he impacted everybody's lives for the better. And nobody could come out of a meeting with Liam and not be like stimulated into deep thought, right? Because this is what he would do, get you thinking about things.
Yeah, he really did. You know, it's one of the fun memories I have of Liam is that for a while, every Saturday he had a radio or a podcast or a radio show. I think it began around like 3 o'clock Central Sunday or Saturday afternoons. And several weeks consecutively, I called him as Hillbilly Hank and razzed him. And after the first one, of course, he knew that it was me. But it was kind of a good time that we had on the show, messing with him. Because the first Hillbilly Hank that I called in, I started telling him how crazy that he was and anyone was that believed that 9/11 wasn't exactly as the official story tells us and so forth. And I think about halfway into the skit, he kind of thought it was me, but. Anyway, lots of good memories with Liam.
No, and that's it. Super Don knows that, too. Like, we'll hit a particular story, and we'll think, gosh, I wish Liam was here doing a funny voice and doing a skit with us to kind of point out the absurdities, paint it beautifully like that. And that was a gift among many that he had and he brought to us. So, I'm glad we get to acknowledge him whenever we can. And folks, if you haven't bought Official Stories, it's still available. And that really is a lasting legacy as he went into a lot of the things, including 9/11 and the whole scam behind AIDS as HIV is not the cause. So many different things related to vaccination, even things that are academically inclined that we wouldn't think of originally. He goes into the whole origin story of who Shakespeare is. Like, it's not Shakespeare who you think. I mean, it's a fascinating diving into history in a different way.
Yeah, it's an awesome book, and it was really that book that helped me to finish Monumental Myths, which I'd been writing for years, and I read Official Stories, like, I've got to finish a Monumental Myth, because, they're both busting different myths, official stories, whatever, but I got to thank Liam for that as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, listen, on from the university thing, and listen, if you want to send your kids to university, we're not saying don't do it, but think about if there's something they're going to get besides a socialization in a safe space, right? If there's something concrete they're going to learn, come out and have a skill that's going to provide for them a job or an entrepreneurial something without going into massive debt. Think clearly on this. It's not the same, you automatically go to college, you come out, you got a degree, and you're going to get a good job, you'll pay off your debt. It's not the same way anymore, folks. So think clearly as a dad, and I think you would echo it not only as a dad but as a CPA.
I echo it from the dad perspective and the CPA perspective, absolutely. The reality is that they come out of school being indoctrinated, very little education goes on, and then they try to find a job to pay off the huge debt that they just incurred while they were partying.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe there's better ways to learn.
Exactly, exactly. Now, getting beyond that to health sovereignty, a common topic here. There's a story about an Amish guy, and I think we've covered this before, but he was arrested because the FDA said he was selling his dietary herbal supplements illegally. An Amish man who was not on the grid, doesn't have electricity, and doesn't ask for permission because, it's a religious right to do what he was doing. And yet he's been slapped with a 6-year prison sentence for this.
Yeah, I saw that. I was talking about that article this weekend. Our good buddy Dr. Daniel Newsom was up there, and I was talking to Charlene and I and Dr. Newsom. We're all talking about this very article. Can't remember the man's name, but he was selling a little herbal concoction made of chickweed, and they apparently his crime was that he was selling it across interstate lines without registering it. And so they, he's a 70 plus year old man. They slapped him with 6-year prison sentence, and then if he happens to make it through the 6-year prison sentence, he's got 3 years of probation. So pretty much for most of the rest of his life, he's going to be either in prison or on probation because he was selling a salve made of chickweed without registering it. That's insane.
Yeah, Samuel Gerard of Bath County in Kentucky.
Gerard,
I had Mike Mahari of the 10th Amendment Center on yesterday to remind folks that the way is not to vote the bums out because the same bureaucratic oligarchy is still ruling, no matter who you put into office. So as much as I believe Trump is trying to roll some of that back, the reality is it could take generations unless you withdraw consent, you pull the power, the rug out from under them. How do you do that? By the states simply refusing to comply with unconstitutional federal mandates. And we find that when that happened, like with cannabis, 90% of all the arrests dropped off because the federal government simply does not have the resources unless they corral the state agencies and local police to do their bidding. And once they refuse, a guy like Sam Girard would never be in jail because they go, hey, you don't have jurisdiction here. The sheriffs would boot the FDA right out of the state, and Sam could go on doing what he was doing by the grace of God.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do have the power to do that. It reminds me, Robert, of one of the things that Dr. John Robb was sharing today in our interview. And he was talking about how, to him, it's a crime for a veterinarian specifically, because this was for the pet cancer documentary, to inject a pet with a vaccine when, if they've been titrated and they already have the antibodies for that particular disease. He said, how can that not be a crime to inject them with a vaccine that they clearly don't need? And when, in light of the fact that the vaccine that you are going to inject them has clear side effects, upwards of 50% of pets that receive vaccines have side effects. I did not know that. He said, how can that not be a crime? And to him, he's just a God-fearing man, a good man that loves pets. And, you know, he just got really emotional at times and said, man, this is an atrocity. It's not just an atrocity to people, but it's an atrocity that we take these pets that look at us and kind of like a baby would. They're totally dependent on us. And they have all this trust, and we take them in, and we give them something, an injection, that can kill them or affect them permanently.
God's creatures, all great and small. How do we treat the least of thee? And then, of course, that impacts on how we are treated, ultimately. So take care, folks. Bring the love, not the syringe. We're going to talk about that sweet story, in fact, after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Special early edition of Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as he's out and about, or oot and a boot, although he's not gone to Canada this time, talking about the Truth About Cancer Pet series, and that's coming up this fall. Will, you think it'll be released around the time of the Truth About Cancer Live Symposium?
That is the plan, to have it available about that time. So we'll keep you posted, but that's the rough plan right now is to have it released sometime during October.
Beautiful. All right, well, we're very excited. And folks, remember, sign up. We've got limited number of seats available for you. And if you miss the event in Dallas, my gosh, you got to make it because it's a life-transforming event. And those speakers that are, you probably go, gosh, it would be awesome to meet some of them or all of them. You can do that by coming, yeah, seeing us all in Orlando October 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the cool things about the conference, Robert, is it's really more, not a conference. It's more like a homecoming for people to get together with like-minded individuals that are really like family. You know, a lot of people, their own family has forsaken them, or they think they're kooks or whatever. This is a chance to get together with all of these health superstars like yourself, but also with people that are like-minded, that really do become kind of like family, because we have so much in common from our perspectives regarding health and other things as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Now, what else is a beautiful thing? Two sweet stories to end on. One, not so sweet, really. Another very sweet and very helpful and healthful. And the first one, here's a question for you. And I won't even give you a multiple choice option because this is open-ended. Are candy-flavored ADHD medications for kids problematic?
Well, okay, well, let's see. The ADHD medication in of itself is problematic. And then the candy flavor probably is going to be high fructose corn syrup or GMO sugar. So that's probably problematic as well. So we have a double whammy there, don't we?
Don't doctors know that the very act of adding additives, colorings, flavorings to medicines that are already toxic to an ADHD child is a disaster? I mean, where did they go to school?
You would think that that would be pretty much common knowledge to them, but it's not, unfortunately. But, yeah, where'd they go to school? They went to, they got their, as you would say, their degree from a, flexion approved medical school.
Exactly, which is, again, a disaster 100-plus years in the making now. And for any doctor to prescribe ADHD medications with artificial sweeteners or even regular sweeteners and additives and make them candy-flavored, you're compounding a problem that started with probably candy given by the kids or given by the kids' parents or grandparents, on top of a lot of other things leading to leaky gut, hypoglycemia, all kinds of neurological issues, vaccine injury as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the leaky gut. You know, one of the things that we addressed in the Unlock the Power to Heal was the Silver Olo Protocol can have some good effects on leaky gut, can it?
Yeah, and our friend Liana Werner-Gray, who's also going to be speaking from the Earth Diet at this Truth About Cancer event, she talked about going through the cleanse, and she's going to do the Silver Aloe Protocol again. She's had a great time with it.
Awesome, yeah. Looking forward to hearing Liana speak down there at the conference. Got a lot of great people that are going to be there.
Yeah,
lots of health superstars.
She's a real sweetheart, speaking of sweet. Here's the good sweet story. Are you ready, TMB? Stevia.
Yeah.
Stevia, or some of my friends in South America call it stevia. It could offer a cure for Lyme disease, according to researchers. This is a study I've covered before, but I think it's a really sweet study, no pun intended, because stevia is not thought of as an antimicrobial, but apparently it's devastating to the Borrelia spirochete, much better off than using antibiotics.
Really? I had no idea about that. Or is this the whole leaf? I mean, can you get the same effect from an extract, or you got to do the whole leaf?
They are saying they were testing the liquid whole leaf stevia extract to treat
really?
The Borrelia burgdorferi, and compared to other antibiotics like doxycycline, cefoperazone, and, let's say, daptomycin, the sugar substitute, as it's come to be known, was most effective compared to those antibiotics at preventing that bacteria from proliferating.
Wow, that's awesome. We use liquid stevia all the time.
Yep.
Use it in almost anything we need to sweeten, the liquid stevia.
How beautiful is that? So, folks, if you know anybody with Lyme disease, if they haven't switched over to stevia, organic, whole leaf, give them a go because they're going to be helped just as we try to help you 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and occasionally whenever I can lasso TMB, even if it's an hour early, we want them. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, RSP. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for bearing with me in the airport as well.
Oh, you got it. Safe journey down south, and we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll do some more for the Truth About Cancer Pet Series. Next hour, Jeffrey Jackson's coming up. TMB, tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
Before we got to go, they need to know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.